You're listening to the Q106.5 Morning Show on demand. Wake up weekdays with Cindy Campbell and Jordan Verge on Maine's number one for new country.
Boozy, Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Sans Cindy this morning. She is feeling under the weather, which is quite unfortunate, and I'll get to that in a second, for selfish reasons. We just heard from Shaboozy. Big announcement made yesterday. Now, Thanksgiving football games, I mean, that is tradition, at least in my household. We always watch the football games, and primarily, not so much that we're interested in the games. For example, this year, when the Cowboys and the Giants play, do we care? No. The Giants are garbage. The Cowboys, Dak Prescott, their quarterback, there's a lot of arguments that he isn't that good either. He's out for the season. That game's going to be terrible, but we watch the games to avoid doing dishes. Absolutely. We act like we're invested into the games so we can avoid doing dishes. And our loved ones are like, oh, give them this. It's Thanksgiving. We're thankful for them. We exploit their kindness, and that's fine. Well, Shaboozy just announced, and here is a reason to actually avoid the dishes, because you want to watch the Detroit Lions and Chicago Bears game Thanksgiving Day. Shaboozy will be the halftime performer that was announced yesterday. Isn't that exciting? Already added to a great lineup of entertainment for the Thanksgiving Day games, the Cowboys and the Giants. I think the one highlight of that game will be the halftime performance, which they go about 6 minutes long, will be Lainey Wilson. So we have Lainey Wilson, somebody named Lindsey Sterling. I'm not too familiar with that artist, will be performing the other game. And now Shaboozy for the Detroit Lions and the Chicago Bears. And if you didn't watch the game last night, Sunday Night Football, well, you're probably rested and ready to seize the day. Not me. And I woke up to some horrible news after staying up way too late watching an incredible football game. I was irresponsible. I was immature. I know better. I'm a grown man. But I at least thought I would be coming in here with some kind of assistant, somebody to lean on. I was going to take advantage of my colleagues. No, 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 no. They're not here. And I'll get into all of that coming up as to why. Also, we have a great giveaway going on. In fact, two today. I'll share that as well. 10 minutes away, right here on David and Cindy, Q106. Q106.5, that's Luke Combs, David and Cindy, sans Miss Cindy Campbell. She is feeling under the weather this morning. Not here, so it is me solo, which is terrible. Terrible all around. It's awful for you. It's awful for me. The show is going to be just a mess, complete disheveled mess, but we'll get through it. Also, it's Veterans Day. We love our veterans here in Maine, and we're looking for your shout-outs. If you have a veteran in your life, I certainly proudly have several. We are going to share those shout-outs throughout the show. And the best way to do that, you can call me 207-991-9500. Or if you get nervous about calling into a radio station, I get it. You can leave a voice message or a text on the Q106.5 app. Very easy to do. You can record it multiple times. So bad news. When I was going to bed last night, late last night, immaturely, irresponsibly, I'm watching the Detroit Lions game. They're playing the Houston Texans, both phenomenal teams this year. The Detroit Lions are incredible. They go into the halftime 26-7. They're down 16 points. Jared Goff, the quarterback of the Lions, has thrown five interceptions. Five! That is terrible! The Lions are not looking like the Lions, who have only lost one game this season so far. They've been on fire. So I'm like, all right, I'll go to bed. This is good, too, because I need to get some sleep. Although, I could stay awake. You know, Cindy will be in tomorrow, and we'll have the Jordan Verge, and there's other coworkers, colleagues that I work with that'll be here that I can lean on a little bit. I'll just watch a little bit longer. And I ended up watching the whole game, and the Lions won 26-23. The Lions defense stepped up. Jared Goff got his act together, and they won the game. I didn't get to bed till like 1, and that's when the emails started coming in. Everybody's sick. Not a single person is coming in today. Were they watching the game too? Or were they watching Yellowstone, which we'll talk about next segment, because Yellowstone is back. But now here I am, no sleep, all alone, in studio. I take responsibility for my bad decisions, but I was handed a bad card today. It was not fair, not good on everybody. They better be back tomorrow. That's all I can say. It is Veterans Day. Do want to say again, thank you to all the veterans out there. Thank you to everybody who's currently serving. And if you do have a veteran or veterans in your life that you want to give a shout out to, 207-991-9500. And again, that Q106.5. Belly roll, Q106.5. Happy Monday. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you to all of those who served and are currently serving. We absolutely revere you and love you here at Q106.5. Weather's a little weird this morning. What is that? You call that fog? Cloud? Cloudy? No, foggy? Well, we'll figure it out. Weather is brought to you by Quality Automotive, 34 Abbott Street in Brewer. Let's check that weather right now from WABI TV5's Todd Simcox.
Keep the rain jackets and umbrellas handy early this morning. Showers are possible early. They'll be tapering off by mid-morning or so. And then late morning into the afternoon looks drier with skies turning partly to mostly cloudy. It's breezy. It's mild today. Temperatures in the 50s around 60 degrees. We'll turn cloudy tonight. Some scattered showers possible again tonight, mainly after midnight. Overnight lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s. And a few lingering showers are possible early on Tuesday. Otherwise, those will move out early. We'll turn partly to mostly cloudy for the day. It is going to be a windy day. That's the big news in Tuesday's forecast. Winds out of the northwest on Tuesday could gust as high as 40 to 45 miles an hour. Scattered power outages will be a possibility. Temperatures Tuesday in the upper 30s to mid 40s. Sunshine, breezy, chilly on Wednesday. Mid 30s to low 40s for the highs. And we're talking sunshine and chilly again on Thursday. Temperatures Thursday in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For a Q106.5, I'm WABI TV5 and the CW meteorologist, Todd Simcox.
A Debbie Downer. Happy Monday indeed. Hopefully you are sleeping and not listening right now. That just sounded awful. And a lot of schools are off today. Federal offices. Good for you. I don't even know why I'm saying good for you. You're sleeping right now. And I'm not jealous. I love being here and I love getting to say it's 46 degrees right now at the Q106.5 studios. Did you watch Yellowstone? It is back. Season 5, the second half, back, premiered last night. We'll talk about it coming up. No spoilers, all right? I'm not going to spoil anything because I know a lot of people haven't watched it yet. Although maybe you have, and you're not even, and you're the ones who are sleeping right now, so maybe I can spoil it. I'm not going to say anything. I can't. It was so good, though. We will recap it coming up. Also, it is Veterans Day, and we're taking your calls, texts, for those veterans in your life that you want to give a special shout out, we will read them on air if you want to text it in. We prefer to hear your voice. You can leave a voice message, Q106.5 app. Very easy to record it there. Also, you can just call 207-991-9500. That's 207-991-9500. You know, if you really want to spoil your veteran today, and you should do it every day, actually, take them to Mason's Brewing Company. Oh, my new home away from homes. There's two locations, Machias and in Brewer, right there on the waterfront. And yeah, the weather's a little today, a little rainy, but that's your sign to go in and have a beer and just watch the river. Oh, it's so beautiful right there on the waterfront in Brewer. And you won't find a better beer and food combo than at Mason's Brewing Company, I assure you. And they have a full bar, too. A lot of people don't think about that at Mason's Brewing Company, because when you think of Mason's, you go, oh, yeah, they got the best beer. And they have so many different flavors, unique options. The designs on the labels, on the cans, they're phenomenal. You don't think about that they have a full bar there. And you don't even think about how delicious their food is. Oh, my gosh, their ahi tuna salad is fantastic. Their appetizers, bar none. Nobody can do better than their appetizers. And their pizzas. Have you tried the Mr. Brooks? This pie is loaded with red sauce, spicy covert and company Italian sausage, pepperonis, olives, chilies, a drizzle of chili oil, and fresh basil. Oh, my goodness. And that's just one of their many pies that they offer there. And they're all delicious. You won't find better pizza either. Go to Mason's today. You deserve it. Take your veteran to Mason's. They deserve it. They deserve the best beer food combo that's available here in Maine, and that is Mason's Brewing Company. I'll see you there for lunch. For the beer, the food, the views, and the staff, see you at Mason. Jordan Davis, Q106.5. David and Cindy, Miss Cindy Campbell, out today, not feeling very well. Well, hopefully she is back tomorrow. And did you watch? This is why she's not here. Well, hold on. She better have watched it. Let me clarify that. If she better have watched it because she's home sick. Yellowstone, season 5, second half, premiered yesterday, 8 p.m. our time here on the East Coast. Did you watch it? Did you need to watch a recap? Because I did. We had to go back and watch a whole bunch of episodes because it's been almost, 2 years since that we've been waiting for a new episode and all that drama with Kevin Costner. By the way, not a spoiler alert, that did get answered in the season 5 second half premiere. That's so weird. Why don't you just call it a 6th season? How silly. Make it complicated. Season 5 second half premiere. It sounds stupid. Let's just call it season 6. Can we all agree? Okay, good. The season 6 premiere last night. Oh, they answered it. I'm not going to say anything further. But if you haven't watched it, if you haven't watched Yellowstone at all, I was one of those people that took a long time to hop on that bandwagon because I was like, I watched the first episode. It was meh. And you really got to get about 3-4 episodes in, and then you're like, okay, now I'm hooked. And it's a great show. It is a fantastic show. And it looks like this is going to be a great 6th season. Season 5, second half. Last night was phenomenal. Definitely recommend it. Paramount Plus is the best way to be able to watch that. All right. Oh, and then on Peacock is where you can watch the old episode. I don't know why. Again, so many. Why all the confusion with Yellowstone? Kevin Costner, is he on? Is he not? Which channel? Peacock, NBC, Paramount Plus. Can we just stick to one thing? It's worth it, though. The struggle to get to watch it is worth it. Also, it's going to be worth it listening for the codes this morning. They begin again at 8:20. Codes for what, you ask? Kane Brown, San Diego, California, March 13th, 2025. We want to send you to go see Kane Brown. You get a flight for you and a friend. You get hotel, two-night stay there in San Diego, California. And you also get $500 spending money. This is a great experience to go see Kane Brown in Southern California. Listen for that first code. 8:20 this morning on David and Cindy, Q106.5. David from David and Cindy. Miss Cindy Campbell out sick today. In fact, I don't know if this is karma. I don't know what I did wrong. I stayed up way too late watching that football game last night. Detroit Lions did an incredible comeback in the second half. I knew I was staying up too late, but I thought I would have people to lean on. Every single one of my colleagues today, except for the incredible Jordan Verge, which we still have yet to hear from him. He might call off too. Every single one is called off sick today. I hope they feel better. But I did stay up and watch that game, and I also watched Yellowstone too. Oh, and if you haven't watched either, you're missing out. That was a great football game last night, and Yellowstone is back. Ooh, it's a good season. It's Veterans Day today. Hopefully you have today off. Hopefully you're not even listening to me. I really do mean that. Hopefully you're getting to sleep in. Hopefully you're getting to honor and enjoy the veteran in your life. I certainly have been blessed with so many veterans. Oh, including my father is the number one veteran in my life, without question. And I'm not just saying that because I know he's listening to me right now in Texas, San Antonio, on the Q106.5 app. But what an incredible mentor, a coach, therapist. See, that's the thing about veterans. They serve in the military. That's their job, one of them. You never consider all the other jobs they have. My dad, he enlisted in the military. And while he was in the military, while he was enlisted in the military, he went to college to try to become an officer, to get commissioned. While he's doing that, he was also my coach. He was my mentor. He was my therapist. He was a pizza cook. He was my inspiration, my motivator, a teacher, and so on. He had so many roles. Those are our veterans. And that's why we honor them today on Veterans Day. And if you have a veteran that you want to honor and pay respect to, Q106.5 app, you can send a voice message there. You can send a text message. And I would love to hear your voice. You can call in 207-991-9500. You know I'm alone in studio. Would love to talk to you and brag about the veteran in your life. Coming up, we do have that code for the Kane Brown Getaway Experience in San Diego, California. This concert's going to happen March 13th, 2025. You need that code, though, and that's going to happen at 8:20, so we're just a little over an hour away. That and your Veterans Day shout-outs on the way right here on Q106.5. Everybody called off today. I don't blame them. It's Veterans Day. I get it. Good for them. They're all sick, though. And I legitimately, I do believe that they are legitimately, sorry, sick. I don't think they're faking it, which is actually very unfortunate. I know they would rather be here celebrating a Veterans Day with me, with you. But hopefully you are enjoying the day off and not ill at all. We are celebrating a Veterans Day. If you do have a veteran in your life that you would love to brag about, we want to brag about them with you. Give me a call, 207-991-9500. You can also leave a message, voice, or text on the Q106.5 app. I have so many veterans in my life, so many active duty military members in my life, and I'm very proud to have them in my life. My dad, number one, he's listening right now, I believe, on the Q106.5 app in Texas. Not only did he retire as a colonel in the Air Force, started out enlisted too, worked his butt off. But he was. That's the thing about veterans. You don't even take that into consideration. Yes, they dedicate their career, a big portion of their life to their country. But they also have so many other jobs, so many other roles. Like to me and to my two other siblings, he was a coach and a mentor, a therapist. Unfortunately for him, I don't think he always wanted to be that, but he was. And he was an inspiration, a motivator, a teacher, a pizza cook, the best pizza cook, and so on. Love my dad. And I love that he's a veteran and I get to celebrate him today. What is your shout out to your veteran? You can give me a call again, 207-991-9500, Q106.5 app, text or voice message there. By the way, did the Patriots really win yesterday? They beat the Bears? All right, Patriots. Look at that. Drake May, QB. Future for the Patriots. Maybe not this season. We're not going to have a good year this year, but next season, it's looking like it. Hey, coming up in about 40 minutes, Jordan Verge, I think, will join me. Like I said, everybody at Q106.5 is called in sick today. I'm hoping he's okay because I need him for the code for that Kane Brown giveaway where we want to send you to San Diego, California. You can win that experience. You just need that code, 820. It's coming up regardless whether Jordan's here or not. So make sure you keep it here. Q106.5. Thanks for listening. Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Cindy Campbell off today, feeling a little under the weather. Hopefully she's back tomorrow. Happy Veterans Day. We do have some Veterans Day events going on around town. There's a parade, despite the weather, which I think will be cleared up around the time it starts. That'll begin in Brewer and go through Bangor. I'll have an update coming up here in about 10 minutes on the road closures and everything going on around town there. In the meantime, we are taking your shout outs to the veteran in your life. We want to brag about your veteran with you. And let's go to the phones. We'll begin with Midge in Bangor. How are you today, Midge?
I am fine, thank you, on this beautiful rainy day.
Yeah, we could use some rain. I understand we have some wildfire issues, so this is a good thing.
This is a good thing. So my dad is who I would like to celebrate today. He will always be my hero. He served in the United States Army. He served in the Korean War as a sniper on the front lines.
Oh, wow. That is incredible.
He came back. He had a lot of issues when he came back because of the stuff he had seen, but he is my hero. I love him and, yeah. Oh.
I love that, Midge. Thank you so much for sharing your father with us. And shout out to him. And thank you to your whole family for that wonderful veteran that was provided to us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, Midge. Good morning, Q. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Keith. I'm calling from Newport.
What's up, Keith? You got a veteran you want to give a shout out to?
Yep. My uncle, Ed Littlefield. He's a Navy, Army, and National Guard veteran. He served in Vietnam. He served during the Gulf War. And he's been a huge inspiration in my life. I can't say enough good things about the man. He was a glutton for punishment. Did 3 boot camps. He's just one of the greatest guys I know.
Wow. Yeah, I bet, Keith. Navy, National Guard, and Army. 3 boot camps. Oh, my goodness. And think about that. The Vietnam War, which was, 60s, 70s. And then the Gulf War, too. He was active duty in the 90s. Oh my goodness. What an incredible veteran. Thank you so much, Keith, for calling in and bragging about your veteran today. You can brag about yours, 207-991-9500. Would love to hear your voice. And if you don't like calling into a radio station, I get it. the nerves, but we want to brag about our veterans. You can go to the Q106.5 app, leave a voice message there. You can record it multiple times and send it when you're done, or just shoot me a text and I'll read it on there. That's coming up, and we got that code for the Kane Brown trip to go see him perform live in San Diego, California. We got the airfare, the hotel, $500 spending cash, your chance to win that 8:20 this morning. So just about under 30 minutes away, on the way on Q106.5. Found Q106.5, David from David and Cindy, your first code of the day to try to get you to go to San Diego, California to see Kane Brown March 13th, 2025. It's coming up here in just under 10 minutes. You don't want to miss that. We take care of the airfare, hotel, two-night stay, $500 spending cash. It's a whole Kane Brown experience. You just need that code and enter it on the Q106.5 app. Again, just under 10 minutes away, we'll provide that first code of today. In the meantime, it is Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you to all of those who have served and are currently serving. We absolutely love our military and veterans here on Q106.5. And if you have a shout-out, you want to brag about your veteran in your life, well, we want to brag with you. 207-991-9500. Let's go to the phones right now. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. My name is Teresa, and I'm calling from Windsor.
Teresa, thank you for calling in. You got a veteran you want to brag about?
I actually have three.
All right.
Yeah, my brother is a Marine. He was in the Desert Storm.
Wow. Okay.
And of course, we're in our 50s now. So, and then my oldest son, Michael, who lives in Kentucky, he was in Afghanistan. He's an Army veteran. And my baby, my youngest son, Richard, he was in the Navy, and then he just recently switched to the Air Force. And they're, he's 33, and he's been in the service since he was 19.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so you have two sons that served.
I have two sons that serve, and my brother.
What was your brother's name, the Marine?
Charlie
is the Marine. Happy birthday to the Marines, by the way. 249th birthday yesterday.
Wow.
And then I have your son Richard, who is still serving. What was your other son's name?
He just recently switched from the Navy to the Air Force.
Amazing.
Because the Navy, I guess, only lets you serve for 20 years, and he switched to the Air Force because he can stay in until he's 60.
Wow. What's your other son's name?
And then my other son is Michael, and he's an Army veteran.
All right.
He was in Afghanistan.
Well, Teresa, I appreciate you calling in and bragging about Charlie, Michael, and Richard this morning.
Wow. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. You have a great day.
You too.
Love that. Keep bragging about our veterans here in Maine. 207-991-9500. It is David and Cindy. San Cindy, she is not feeling well. She'll be back hopefully tomorrow. We are Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Cindy out sick along with just about everybody else on the Q106.5 staff, except for the talented Jordan Burns.
Oh, that's right. You know. It tried to get me, but I dodged it real quick.
I really didn't think you were going to be here. Everybody has, like, the plague. What is going
on? Something is happening where everyone is sick. It's almost like we work together and we spend time with each other and we're in each other's spaces.
Which is crazy, because normally, we avoid each other like we're the plague.
Sure.
Yeah. We don't like spending time together at all.
Maybe after this week, once everyone is healthy and it's no longer in each other's systems, maybe that's when we can start giving each other some space. I don't want whatever anyone else has.
I was a little sick over the weekend.
Oh, is that right?
I'm just letting you know. I think I'm better, but I am talking into the microphone that you will be speaking into.
Is that right?
Come back! Come back!
Okay.
Because I have to tell you that we're 17 sleeps away from Thanksgiving.
Oh, no.
You have to understand, Jordan, I've been alone all morning. I've had nobody to talk to. And before we get to that code for the Kane Brown experience in San Diego, California, I do have to ask you a question, if that's okay.
I think I have to answer this question now. Let's find out what happened.
Why did the turkey cross and then recross the road?
Why did the turkey cross and then recross the road?
Yeah, that's what I said. Why did the turkey cross and then recross the road?
Okay, so the famous joke is, why did the chicken cross the road?
Correct.
And the answer is to get to the other side.
Correct. So why did the turkey cross and then recross the road? I mean, he's really proving a point here.
Oh, to get another Thanksgiving side?
No, to prove that he wasn't chicken.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
You ate it, Ralph.
That was good. I liked mine, though.
Yours was pretty good.
It was, no, if what I said was the answer to the riddle you just threw out there, I'd be upset. But I like mine.
I do like yours, but mine was better.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, all right. Well, as long as we focus on what was better, then I think we can move forward with the code.
You are better.
Thank you very much.
Sure. That's,
listen, I need to hear that daily.
And the code, what you win with this code? What do you need? What is this code?
You are going to go see Kane Brown in San Diego, California.
San Diego?
That's right. Ooh. March 13, 2025. Great show there. You get hotel... two-night stay hotel.
Two nights. Okay.
You get to bring a buddy.
Oh, friend.
Yeah, they're going to fly you out there, and we're going to fly you back.
Oh, thank goodness.
So you get to come home. You don't have to stay there in San Diego.
I don't have to, hitchhike back?
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? We fly you out to San Diego. You stay there, and you're like, I have no way to make money. And they're like, well, you can go down to Tijuana. You can do some illegal things there, and you make... Well, how far away is Tijuana? It's right on the border. It's a 30-minute walk. Okay, all right. I'll go to Tijuana. Then you're down in Tijuana. You see some awful things, horrendous things.
Life-altering things.
Oh, you will be traumatized for life, but you're making a living.
Yeah.
An honest living? Absolutely not. This is a dishonest living.
Sure.
And you are an awful... Now you just turn into the most abhorrent person out there.
Mm-hmm. And we did this to you.
But you got to see Kane Brown.
Yeah. And that's not even a reality because, again, we'll fly you back.
We are going to fly you back, though, so we don't even have to worry about that. You know, thank goodness.
We're going to fly you back. And also, while you're there, $500 in spending cash.
Which you can use in Tijuana. No, you don't want to do that. Avoid Mexico. Stay in San Diego.
Okay. Avoid Mexico. Stay in San Diego.
So you just need that code.
Yes, open up the Q106.5 app.
This could be a great trip for you.
Tap the Kane Brown button. Scroll on down to the 8 o'clock hour, and I don't have the code.
557.
Really? That's a cool code.
Yeah.
557? I thought you were going to say 555, but it's not 555. Nah,
we never have the triple. Do we?
No. Once Jason Stewart had a 420 on 420 at 420.
That was planned.
I think so, too.
Yeah, somebody.
But those other codes don't matter because this one is 557. Just absolutely. Open up the Q106.5 app, tap the Kane Brown button, and enter 557 to potentially win all the things that we just talked about right there. Next code is coming your way at 1020.
A lot of trauma from Tijuana, Mexico.
Ooh, trauma in Tijuana.
That's what you win. Oh, I like that. I love alliterations.
Ooh.
Time for country music news.
All right.
Q106.5.
Straight from Nashville.
It's country music news.
Country music news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. For a fair, honest deal on your next quality vehicle, go to Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. Have you been keeping up with this Zach Bryan drama?
Okay. This is a nightmare because I know you and I are both fans of his.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was watching Yellowstone recapping from the first half of season 5 last night. And Zach Bryan is featured a lot in that.
Oh, really?
And this is pre all this drama. He is looking like a nasty dude.
He is, yeah, by all accounts.
Which I hate.
Pretty bad guy.
I love his music.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be listening to Pink Skies, but just like a little quieter.
Oh.
Well, I'll be like blasting it.
In your headphones.
In my headphones, but if someone were to... Well, yeah, in my headphones.
You got to do it in your headphones.
And if someone were to like come up to me and say like, hey, what's up? I would have to change songs before taking the headphone out just because I wouldn't want them to even think that I was listening to it.
Right, you will be judged. And it's understandably so. I remember when Michael Jackson, when he was going through all his trials, people were like, should we listen to Michael Jackson music? Because, it feels very similar with what's going on with Zach Bryan. What's going on?
Sure. Brianna LaPaglia, who's Zach Bryan's ex-girlfriend, a reminder, Zach Bryan broke up with her via Instagram stories, social media.
BT Dub, you and I both called this out. We were like, Zach Bryan's going through something, and it looks like he's going to have to go through like a detox, rehab. Something is in his future.
Mm-hmm. We spoke this into existence, kind of.
I think it's... We're on that... We're on path. It's going to happen.
But if Zach Bryan ever found out about that, I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want him to lead it back to us. I don't want to be in the crosshairs of Zach Bryan. Basically.
I think we could take him.
You know, I mean, he's 5 foot. He's a small guy.
What's small?
Well, smaller than both of us.
Okay, really?
Yeah,
I thought he was tall.
No, it's 5. I mean, I'm not saying 5 foot.
I'm 7'3".
Right. I'm not saying 5'8" is short.
Is he 5'8"?
Yeah.
And you're
Taller than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that's short. That's average height. Okay.
Quickly lie about your height.
I'm 7'4".
There you go. Well, go on.
Brianna LaPaglia is sharing more details about her one-year relationship with Zach Bryan while discussing the alleged emotional abuse that she faced, allegedly, from Zach Bryan. The Barstool Sports host, also known as Brianna Chicken Fry. Did you know this?
Yeah, goofy. Okay, go on.
So I was looking, reading up on this, and I kept seeing Brianna Chicken Fry. I'm like, Brianna Chicken Fry. Yeah. It's Brianna LaPaglia. They're all the same. Yeah. I'm not really into the Barstool universe right now.
Listen, you got to keep in mind when you hear this story, in Zach Bryan's defense, and I'm playing devil's advocate here, this is also somebody who is looking for attention too, and that's their career.
Sure.
This is building up their social media. This is how they make money. Go on.
She got candid about a few incidents that she now looks back on as being major red flags in their relationship. Like, for instance, this is the most famous one at the moment. When Bryan berated her for singing Morgan Wallen's Last Night in front of him, she sang Last Night, even just under her breath, and he yelled at her. Yes, hey!
Oh.
How dare you sing another man's song in my house?
I'm so sorry. What can I do to fix it? You're going to pay me $12 million?
It's funny you say that. She was allegedly offered a $12 million NDA.
And that is weird.
Yeah, it is.
Why would he do that?
Apparently, she's not the only one who he's offered this to, but she's the only one to not take it. And here she is telling her story in the relationship. She says that there are other videos of him berating her, her friends, her family, that he obviously wouldn't want out there, and she doesn't want out there either because she sees it as negative and embarrassing too.
Yeah. Here, my mom always shares this whenever there's a conflict in anything, as far as relationship goes, because she's raised three kids and she's offered lots of advice as far as relationships goes. And she always says that there's always, you know, there's three sides to a story.
Mm-hmm.
Her side, his side, and the truth.
Ooh, Mitchell Tenpenny has a song about that too.
Yes, exactly. And the $12 million offer kind of condemns him because it's like, what are you trying to hide?
Absolutely.
But I also understand that too, because being somebody who has risen into the spotlight as quickly as Zach Bryan, there are things, like, there's things I've done in my relationships where I don't want that revealed.
Absolutely not.
Another piece of advice that my mom has given, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to break up with somebody, man or woman, they are probably going to be out for vengeance.
Yeah.
Because they're upset. They're angry.
Justifiably, too. If you're treated a certain way and you treat the person the way that you treat them for a year plus, yeah, it'll probably come out.
So the $12 million is questionable, but also, is he just trying to be like, look, I went through it. So we don't know. I don't want to condemn Zach Bryan just yet. He does sound like he's a piece of work and needs some help.
She, piggybacking off the Last Night incident, she says she was walking up the stairs in their New York apartment. This is from the November 7th episode of the BFFs podcast. It's a Barstool podcast with Dave Portnoy and another fellow. Yeah. She says, I'm singing. I'm about to make breakfast or something. I'm like, last night we let the liquor talk.
Hey, you stop that, you dirty. Hold on. Keep going.
Yeah, and he freaked the F out.
Hey, you you I swear I will.
LaPaglia reiterates that he freaked the out and told her, you're singing another man's song under my roof in this house that I own. She said it was a fight for, I think, a week. That's what she said. I think a week.
That's a lot of insecurity for Pink Skies boy.
Absolutely. And that's kind of become like a social media trend now, too. I saw one of the Bruins last night. It was just all of like the Bruins players just humming to themselves like, last night we left the liquor
time. Well, that's very unfortunate for this to be revealed about somebody who is as talented as Zach Bryan to have those negative personality traits. And hopefully he gets his act together and this all gets situated, because I know we are fans of his, but he's making it very tough to continue being fans of his if this is the behavior that actually shows who he is as a man.
Beautifully put. Yeah. Retweet. Yeah. I hope that, I don't know what he can do, because this relationship is finished and her experiences are the way that they are. And I don't know how he can rectify this relationship or any previous ones other than, I don't know what. Well, I don't know what he can do.
All right, coming up, we're gonna get back to Veterans Day. Are you gonna hang out with me for the rest of this hour, or are you gonna go get coffee? We have calls on the line, so if you need to go get coffee, you have time. And you'll join me in the 9 o'clock hour. It's totally up to you.
No, I'll stick around.
Really?
Yeah, if that's what you want.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Just do me one favor.
What?
On the way out. On the way out, yell at me.
On the way out?
Yeah, just yell at
me. Right now?
Yeah. Hold on. Last night.
Hey! How dare you sing another man's song in this house?
It's Morgan.
That I own.
It's Morgan. I'm so sorry.
6.5. That is Chris Young, and we are David and the talented Jordan Birch.
Oh, thank you.
Cindy Campbell out sick today, along with every other person on staff.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh. In the world,
what happened?
Something, and we're the last two people alive, David.
That's how I felt when I walked in this morning. We have our sister station over there, Z
107.3.
Yeah, Kid is on air this morning.
Yes.
We kind of looked at each other and go, huh. So you and I are here.
Where's everyone else?
Did everybody else die? And that's kind of how it feels. Mm-hmm. Everybody caught whatever is going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
I don't know what that is, but hopefully Cindy Campbell will be back tomorrow. If not, then, you're going to get the two of us again.
Oh, let's go.
And that...
it's scary.
It is.
Uncharted territory.
Congratulations to your Patriots, by the way.
I know.
Wow.
It's bittersweet because we're not going to make any noise this year, so might as well lose as much as we can so we get a good draft pick for next year.
You're not going to do that. You're going to ruin the draft.
We are going to ruin the draft. We're going to win these inconsequential games.
Yeah.
And then we're going to end up with like the fourth, fifth pick.
And get another garbage player. Although, wasn't Tom Brady round 7?
He was 199,
Yeah.
He was 199. Okay. Pick.
Well, you already have your Tom Brady, it looks like. Your next one, Drake May. He's looking phenomenal.
I have felt this way about several other athletic white quarterbacks before, okay? So, we've had Mac Jones. We've had Bailey Zappi.
Yeah.
We had Jarrett Stidham. I'm not going to get burned again. We'll see what happens, okay?
If Drake May ends up being very talented.
I hope so.
Yeah, and so far he's proven to be that he will be the next big quarterback for the New England Patriots.
I hope.
Does Bill Belichick come back? He's like, coach again.
Does he accept the job, or do we? There's no way we offer it to him. That'd be so insulting to everyone involved, to Bill, to Robert Kraft, to the franchise, to the fans. Everyone would be insulted.
To his 23-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, she'd probably be happy with it.
Yeah. Where are they at now?
Probably somewhere on vacation, somewhere tropical, having fun.
Did you see their Halloween costume?
Of course I did.
Oh, I was so grossed out by the relationship until their Halloween costume. And I was like, that made me laugh.
You're like, you know what? They're a little endearing.
Yeah, endearing, I don't know. He's an old 70-year-old. This is their Halloween costume, but also real life.
He's just some old dude, and she's some young lady.
And she dressed as a mermaid, and he dressed as an old fisherman, and he caught this young mermaid.
He's like, no, I'm just a regular fisherman. What do you mean, old?
Now that I say it out loud, it wasn't an endearing Halloween costume. It was actually still very disgusting to me.
Disgusting and creepy. So the big thing is, tomorrow, People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive.
Oh, that's right. That comes out tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Do they also have, like, couple categories? Like, do they have couple of the year?
I don't think it'll be them, if that's where you're going.
I think they might get an honorable mention, right?
No, it's going to be between Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, and Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Oh, and maybe Bill Belichick and young
the,
woman.
The one 50 years is younger?
Yeah.
Like okay. All right. We are celebrating Veterans Day here. We always honor our veterans on Q106.5 every day, but it is Veterans Day, so we go extra today, and we want to hear you brag about your veteran. Jordan, I know you got a veteran in your life with your grandfather.
Yes, yeah, my grandfather, he's no longer with us, Richard Diffin, my mom's dad. He was a member of the Navy for many, many years.
So. Heck yeah.
Yeah, happy Veterans Day. Also, my buddy Billy, he's in the Air Force.
Nice.
Shout out Billy.
Hello, Billy.
he's fun.
Do we have a rank for Billy, or do we just call him Billy?
That's Billy right there.
that's Billy.
That's Billy, yeah.
Yeah. Billy's like, I made general, so can you call me that? We're like, nah. Why? Because your name's Billy. Yeah. You put general in front of Billy? That just sounds silly. Mm-hmm. Oh, are we rhyming?
Ooh.
Okay. Is he from Philly?
No, he's from Madawaska.
What's the dilly with that?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to rhyme.
Really?
No.
Oh, I can't stop, Jordan. Make it stop. 207-991-9500. Let's brag about your veterans. Got a couple calls on hold right now. We'll get to those next segment right here. Q106.5, David and Cindy with the talented Jordan Vibes. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for laughing with us on a Monday. A lot of people off work today. We're not jealous about that. We love what we do. We love being here.
Yeah, good for them.
Yep. We are joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burge, but you are here earlier.
A little bit earlier.
Yeah, because everybody, and I mean everybody outside of us too, has been infected with the plague.
Some sort of sickness. Yeah, they're not here.
At Q106.5.
We're here.
We are here. We're nervous.
Just saying a little.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. I mean, when we got the call from literally everybody. And how many people do we have here on staff on Q106.5? And really over exaggerate the number.
130.
We have 130 people here that work at Q106.5.
129.
Oh, that's right. Call. Somebody did get laid off. We were
season for it.
Yeah, it stinks.
Yep.
So we have 129 employees. Out of the 129 employees at Q106.5, two are here today. 127 called off because they have the plague. Or some variation.
Some sort of variation. Of that. And it's not a damnation on them, you know, as people. The plague is tough. It's brutal. You know, if you need to be laid up in bed and you need to take some time, absolutely do that. Take that time for yourself. Get better. But this is also, this is more on us. You know, our immune systems are just so strong. We're tough.
We eat our veggies every day. Mm-hmm. We take care of ourselves. You and I go to the gym all the time. We're very healthy young men. Mm-hmm. We're young. I mean, you're younger. Yep.
Well, we're both young, relatively.
I'm turning 42 in a couple days.
Oh, okay. Well, one of us is young.
Okay, that stinks a little bit. More importantly, though, today is Veterans Day. We are celebrating the veterans in your life. And if you want to brag about your veteran, 207-991-9500. Let's go to the phones right now. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey. I want to brag about my father, Army veteran, World War II, double Purple Heart, Silver Star, Bronze Star.
Whoa!
He saw active duty in Czechoslovakia, Austria, France, England, and he landed on the beaches of Normandy 3 days after D-Day.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, you brag about this gentleman. What rank did he get out of the army with, and what was his
private,
name?
He was Private First Class, but he was First Infantry, Foot Infantry, right behind the tanks going in.
Amazing. What was your father's name, Bill?
Frank W. Page.
Amazing. What an amazing man.
Yes, sir. And I have a brother, Neil, who was served in Vietnam.
That's very awesome. All right, so Frank and Neil, happy Veterans Day.
Yes, Neil is still with us. My father passed away in 1998.
Wow, what a life he lived.
Yes, sir. And he come home to raise 9 of us children, 6 boys and 3 girls.
Oh my goodness! Well, he was over in Europe that long. He came back to your mom, and he was like, "Listen, we got some. We got to make up some lost time here." And then
and then
made 9 kids. Oh my gosh!
Yes, sir. There was some very cold winters back then.
I bet. Bill, thank you so much for bragging about your veterans. Happy Veterans Day.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Bill. That's great.
That's so funny. You got to stay warm somehow.
Can you imagine? I get it. You go to war. Like back then, I mean, my goodness. Well, no, even currently, I mean, a lot of my friends, they went to Iraq and Afghanistan for a year or two. You're gone that long. You come back.
You're like, let's make a family.
Let's make... Not just a family, a whole football team.
I always said I wanted a basketball team. I wanted
that's a squad of 5.
Yeah, I wanted a squad of 5, and then I thought, wow, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of money.
Let's stop right there. So, Autumn's probably listening right now. Your current girlfriend and future. I would assume your future as you see it now.
We need to stop that conversation.
No. I mean, you guys are dating, so we'll see what happens. You know, dating is fun, and you guys are doing great right now. But have you guys discussed?
5 kids seems like a lot,
right?
And I think that's probably too much.
What does she say?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't want to speak for her.
Hey, Autumn, give us a call 207-991-9500. Also, if you have a veteran that you want to brag about, we want to brag about your veteran with you. 207-991-9500. Autumn calls, I want 10 kids. And I'll be like, oh my God, Jordan, you need to leave right now. You need it. You can't be on air with me. You got to get to work.
10 kids, that's a 5v5 right there.
Q106.6.5, we are David and Cindy. Sans Cindy, she is out sick along with about 99% of the Q106.5 staff. They all have the plague. But we are still joined, thank goodness, by the talented Jennifer.
Yeah, we are the survivors.
We have the number one immune system, which is odd.
Apparently, yeah. I thought that I was not that healthy, but here we are.
Yeah, your Burger King and vodka diet has paid off, my friend.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, we are 44 days away from Christmas. That's crazy. Yeah.
The tree is up. The decorations are all on the tree now.
Beautiful.
Listened to a whole lot of Christmas music over the weekend.
Nice.
Saw a movie I've never seen before, but everyone in the world has said you need to see this movie. It was I saw Home Alone.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You finally saw Home Alone?
I saw Home Alone for the first time, and it's pretty good.
Okay, hold on. That's wild to me that I'm hearing you say the words, I saw Home Alone for the first time. Home Alone.
Year 2024.
Came out in 1990, yeah. So 34 years ago.
Yeah. And I was -7 when it came out, so I feel like some of those years shouldn't count.
Your mom and dad hadn't even, did they start, how old's your sister?
Yeah, so they were together at that point.
Okay, so and they had procreated, so they knew what that was like. Jesus. And
all right.
I know I don't want to put that image in your head, but let's think about it together now.
No, we don't need to do that.
I feel like we need to.
That's okay. We can just talk about the movie that I watched. How do we do that?
Okay.
How about we just talk about the movie I watched instead of the other thing?
I just want to address how much earlier it came out before your mother. So Home Alone came out in 1990. Jordan Verge was born in 1997.
Yes.
All right. So you just now in 2024, 34 years later, watched Home Alone. And what did you think?
I thought it had its fun moments, but also kind of horrifying. Like, someone needs to study Kevin McAllister.
Kevin!
How does he come up with the stuff he comes up with? Like, he protected that house. They should have had him. Have you ever seen The Purge?
Oh, that movie is... Ugh.
So they should have had Kevin McAllister in The Purge. Because
they'll kill everybody off.
No, just as a good way to protect the house. Okay.
By the way, how amazing are Joe Pesci and Daniel Daniel
funny.
Stern in that movie?
Yeah, that was so funny, and I had never seen the movie before. Okay, but just from the beginning, I was calling out like, so this is the twist, right? That guy's not a real con, right?
Yeah.
That's a bad guy.
Yeah.
And they're like, shut up. Just watch the movie. All right.
Have you watched the second one yet?
No, I have. It's on the itinerary. Okay. I have to, though.
So a lot of people argue often, is Home Alone or Home Alone 2 better?
Really?
Yeah. And
okay.
I have to argue that Home Alone 2 is better.
I love the sequels that are better than the originals.
I think the sequel is better than the original. I could be wrong. And if you disagree with me, 207-991-9500. Regardless, though, I do want to make the point that Catherine O'Hara, who has, like, revived her career being on that TV show that rhymes with Hits Creek.
Catherine O'Hara. Oh, is that the mom. Mother? Yes, okay.
She's also the mom in...
That other show?
The TV show that rhymes with Hits Creek.
Okay.
Also the mom in Beetlejuice.
Is she?
The sequel, Beetlejuice. Oh, yeah.
She is in Beetlejuice.
Oh, she is fantastic.
I recognized her.
And she does such a good job in Home Alone and Home Alone 2. Yeah.
Yes, she did.
All right, so you need to watch Home Alone 2 and let me know which one is better, Home Alone or Home Alone 2.
Okay.
But I'm glad that you watched the first one.
That's so funny. And these two... Are the bad guys in Home Alone 2 as well?
The same, yeah.
They are? Yeah,
well,
the same
I don't want to ruin it for you. You got to go watch it.
All right, I'll have to watch it. I'll watch it this week. How's that?
Okay. By the way, I do want to thank you.
You're welcome.
No.
Oh, okay.
Let me finish.
Okay.
Because I'm being sardonic.
Okay.
I want to thank you for making me feel so old.
Sardonic? What did you say?
Sardonic.
What does that mean?
Sarcastic.
What is...
I'm being ironic.
Oh, okay.
I'm not being sincere, Jordan. You made me feel old by saying that you just watched Home Alone. When you were being born, I was playing the Home Alone video game.
On the SNES?
Nintendo regular. I hate your youth. It's wasted on the youth. And you're just making me feel old.
I wanted to address something with you, actually. And I think that now is the perfect time to do it. Several minutes ago, you said we're a couple of young men. And mm-hmm. then you said, well, you are younger than me. I am turning 42. And I said, oh, 42? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
are so young. You are so handsome. And you have so much life left.
Oh, my God. I feel like you're patronizing me.
That last part was... It was supposed to be kind, but that last one did not sound good.
I got
to
tell you, everything you're saying right now is really angering me.
You've got so
I'm not
much
feeling
time
good
left.
Right now about what you just said. Oh, I'm going to go Zach Bryan on you.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to go Zach Bryan on you.
Oh.
I am
uh-oh.
So angry.
I apologize.
If you have a Veterans Day shout out, 207-991-9500.
You are so young. You are. And you've
Stop
got
it.
So much time
Stop.
Left.
Stop. I can't. Oh, my God. Am I going to die tomorrow?
No, I said you have so much time left.
You're 106.5. I do want to talk about my friends at the Heating Lodge. My goodness. We're deep in the fall, and it's time to bring the heat from the Heating Lodge. Don't be left in the cold or leave your family or employees in the cold because it does age you, and it'll make your coworker go, you have so much time left. But they're not sincere. They're like, you're going to die tomorrow.
Nope.
The Heating Lodge is your place to beautifully heat your home, commercial, or industrial space. Head to heatinglodge.com right now if you can't head into any of their two locations in Bangor on Griffin and Union and their newest location, Moosehead Trail in Newport. You can check out all of their wood, pellet, and gas stoves. So many designs to choose from. In summation, if you need heat, it's at the Heating Lodge. Again, two locations in Bangor on Griffin and Union and their newest location, Moosehead Trail in Newport. HeatingLodge.com. Head there right now if you can head to either of their two locations and place your order there. Heating Lodge. Q1. There we go. Now we turn on the mics. Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. San Cindy, she is out sick today along with 99% of the Q106.5 staff.
Mm-hmm.
They are all very ill today.
Mm-hmm. And we're ill in the different, in the other sense. You know, ill as in cool.
I didn't think you would get that reference being that you are only 27 years old when mm-hmm. they said ill was cool mm-hmm. was back in the 1990s. You weren't even born yet.
You're right.
Okay.
You're right. No, I don't know what to say. I mean, you know, we're ill, we're fat, we're disgusting, we're trashy.
I don't think we ever said disgusting or fat. PHT was a good.
We are gross.
With dates being kept in mind right now, I do want to say that we are 44 days away from Christmas.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. 13th, this is silly. I don't want to say this, but it's written down. I feel like I have to. It's on the script.
Okay.
13 days away until...
Until what? Until...
My birthday.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. What do you want for your birthday?
No, I want nothing.
Okay.
Honestly.
Okay.
And I don't even know why that's written down on a script.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's so goofy. My Venmo's at David Bugenski. Bugenski spelled B-U-G-E-N-S-K-E.
There's 248 days until... Oh, see, I don't know why I'm saying this now either. It's just written in front of me.
Oh, so when you're...
248 days until my birthday.
Oh, nobody cares about that. Come on.
Oh, 248 days until Luke Bryan's birthday.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. We're just looking up random dates.
No, Luke Bryan and I have the same birthday.
No kidding. Yeah. I was going to say, you look nothing like Luke Bryan. So that's so crazy.
What do you mean? Like Luke Bryan?
You're way more handsome than Luke Bryan.
Oh, stop that. Because he's a good looking guy. You don't think so?
Yeah, we are also 17 days away from Thanksgiving. Hey, with that being said, Jordan Burch, by the way, you're far more handsome than Luke Bryan.
That's really nice. Luke Bryan now or Luke Bryan in his prime?
That's a good question. Well, let me think about that.
Okay.
Okay. Now that I've shared that we're 17 days away from Thanksgiving, may I ask you a question?
I'm so bad at these, though.
No, you ruin it every time.
Mm-mm, I didn't ruin the last one.
What do turkeys give thanks for on Thanksgiving?
Okay. What do turkeys give thanks for on Thanksgiving? Bad aim.
Vegetarians.
Okay.
Good. I can't believe I ate that whole
bad aim. That's good too.
No, I like the vegetarians.
That's good.
A couple of good answers. Good answer. I feel like I'm on the Family Feud.
That's good. Yeah.
And someone on my family said a really bad answer, but you have to be like,
All right. It is Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to all those who have served and are currently serving. We always, every day, respect our veterans and appreciate our veterans, love our veterans, especially today, though. And we are taking your calls, 207-991-9500. You have a veteran you want to brag about? 207-991-9500 to the phones we go. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
It's Debbie.
What's up, Debbie?
I know why everybody called out.
Why?
Because you two are there.
We're here every other day, though.
That stinks. I got the perfect veteran for you.
Okay. Oh, cool. Let's go.
Audie Murphy.
Why does that name sound familiar?
Because he is the most decorated veteran in American history.
Wow.
He was the most decorated combat veteran in World War II. He even received medals from Belgium and France.
Is he buried in Maine?
I don't know if he's buried in Maine or not, but he was a soldier, a songwriter, and an actor.
Audie Murphy, born 1925, passed away in 1971. He received every military combat award for valor available from the United States Army, as well as French.
Heart.
Yeah. Wow. He was
28 medals.
He was born in Kingston, Texas, and he died in Virginia in 1971 in May. And yep, that is definitely a veteran to brag about. Wow, look at that.
The most decorated veteran in U.S. history.
More people should know about Audie Murphy.
There you go. Yes, if you want to read about an incredible life today, Audie Murphy, Debbie, thank you very much. Happy Veterans Day.
Bye, guys.
Bye. 106.5, we are David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burch. Oh,
thank you.
But not Cindy Campbell this morning because she is out sick. along with everybody else on the Q106.5 staff.
We are the only people standing.
And that is because you and I, we take care of our bodies. We are very meticulous about our diets, our workout plan, our regimen, and that is it. Complete garbage. All of that is not true.
No, I really have been liking lollipops recently. I was never a lollipop person, but someone brought a bunch of candy, some Halloween candy, into the building a couple weeks ago.
And it's not even good Halloween candy, but you just can't stop.
I can't stop it. Yeah. I'm at the gym, David. I'm at the gym with a lollipop in my mouth.
It's really weird. I saw him. He was doing curls. Mm-hmm. And every time he came up, he would, I don't feel comfortable continuing this conversation any further.
That's okay.
Let's move on.
I started sweating when you were telling this story.
Well, don't do that because we're going to stop now.
Okay.
And we're going to move forward to football. Did you watch the game last night?
Oh, well, which game are we talking about?
Detroit Lions.
I did not watch it, but I knew that our Detroit Lions were going to win, baby.
You got to be kidding me. No. Now, you and Cindy Campbell, you guys said that Detroit Lions would go to the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have no idea how the game ended, do you?
No, I just looked up the score. I didn't even know if they won.
So Jared Goff threw 5 interceptions. He threw 5 interceptions.
Yeah, but Sam Laporta got a touchdown, and Sam Laporta is the best football player in America.
He's not. No, they were able to come back from a 16-point deficit at halftime.
Interceptions is crazy.
I know. They were not doing well.
Okay.
And they still won the game. And the Houston Texans were playing like phenomenally. Mm-hmm. They were playing so well.
So, I mean, that's just a testament to our Detroit Lions.
Okay, I don't know why we're calling them our. Is that because the Patriots are not good? So now the Detroit Lions are our Detroit Lions?
Those are our. I was in the trenches, David. Remember when they went 0-16?
No, I don't remember that.
I was there.
That was a long time. You didn't care about the Detroit Lions.
I was there.
Okay. So I have the New York Jets going to the Super Bowl. Go ahead, look up that score.
Yeah, let's see what happened. I think they lost, right? They did not do good at all. The Jets and the Patriots, same record.
I know.
Are the Patriots going to the Super Bowl?
No, neither are the Jets. It's so bad. They're so bad.
So did we ever agree to terms of this bet?
No, and thank goodness.
We can still figure something out.
So I was up late last night actually watching the game. Okay.
Okay.
Thinking, I get to come into work. I'll have Cindy Campbell here. You know what? Jason Stewart, he'll be here too. He comes in early. We all help out each other. Everybody's out sick. Mm-hmm. I'm the only one here. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right. Well, I regret watching that game last night.
Should have gotten my sleep.
And we had the new episode of Yellowstone out, which I don't know if you've watched Yellowstone yet.
I mean, the last time I said, no, I've never watched Yellowstone, someone came into the building and yelled at me. So I need to say, yes, I am up to date on Yellowstone.
And
I have watched it, and I know Yellowstone.
Do we know who came in here and yelled at you?
It was Father Free.
Oh.
Yeah, Father Free. He said, this was my... Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, give me the impression. Well, hold on. Let me get his theme music. I mean, you know, he's coming in. Hold on. Well, hold on. Don't come in yet. We gotta play it out like it's going to be him. All right, here we go. And all right, Father Free. He slams the door.
Did I hear you just say that you've never seen Yellowstone? Tell me that you've never seen Yellowstone. Look me in the eyes. On the day of my daughter's wedding.
Do you know what's interesting about Father Free?
What is that?
Is that there's not much interesting about Father Free.
Oh, that's mean.
And there's nothing intimidating about him. No, there's very much a lot interesting about him, but there's nothing intimidating about him.
Yeah.
And yet we build him up to be intimidating.
Some huge mob boss.
No, Father Free is the kindest, gentlest person you'll ever meet.
Is he even Italian?
I don't think so. What's his last name?
Martin?
Well, if anything says Italian, it would be Martin.
I suppose so.
Like, I love going to eat at Martin's Pizzeria. Martin's Pizzeria.
I can see it.
Martin's Italy Plaza.
No, I think his first name is actually Father, last name Free. I got it wrong.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Glad you're on the Yellowstone train then. Did you watch the new episode last night? All right.
Yep.
Say no more.
I have, and I've watched all of the episodes.
You have not.
And I've watched the Tim McGraw show, too. Yeah. What's that called?
1893.
I've watched 1893? I have watched 1893.
You haven't.
Okay. I know what it's about.
We're going to wrap up today's show, coming up with Words of Wisdom, and then you are going to continue midday, so you got another chance at those codes for that Kane Brown experience.
Yeah, I want to send you to San Diego.
Beautiful. David and Cindy, Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Miss Cindy Campbell, unfortunately, not feeling the best, so she is out today, hopefully back tomorrow. In the meantime, we are joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Farge.
Oh, hello. Thank you. Look at
that. Hey, did you see some breaking news yesterday? We were talking about the Detroit Lions and how they came back and won the game.
You're talking about our Detroit Lions?
Yeah, okay. You keep saying that.
Sam LaPorta.
I know.
Yeah.
Did you see? So Thanksgiving games are coming up unbelievably very soon. It's hard to believe that we're only 17 days away from Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But Eleni Wilson will be performing during the Dallas Cowboys game.
Is it the Cowboys and Giants?
Yeah, boring
I
game.
I know. Now. What is that?
And Dak Prescott is now injured. Like,
that's
who
be the
cares?
Worst game ever.
Neither are going to be playoff contenders.
We need to get Eleni Wilson out of there.
Well, she's going to be the one highlight.
Yeah, I guess so. She's the reason to watch it.
Right. And unfortunately, she only gets 6 minutes to perform. Look. So we'll get her. But the Detroit Lions will be taking on the Chicago Bears on Thanksgiving Day as well.
Oh, cool. Our Detroit Lions versus those Chicago Bears.
Yeah, you keep saying our. Okay. Yeah. When the Patriots are good again, what happens?
Well, those are our New England Patriots. I swear to God, David, you try to take them away from me.
and they look like they're going to be good next season, not this year.
No, they got a win last night against the Chicago Bears.
Chicago Bears.
Who are playing our Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving week. On Thanksgiving?
Correct.
Okay.
And we know who's going to be performing at that halftime performance.
Is it Jelly Roll?
It's not.
Oh.
Keep guessing.
I can probably get this. It's not Eleni Wilson again.
You know what? You got 10 minutes. I'm just going to lay back and you keep guessing. Throw out names.
Chris Stapleton?
No.
Morgan Wallen?
No, keep going.
Luke Combs?
No, not at all.
Zach Bryan?
No, not Zach Bryan. No, he's in hot water right now. No one's going to hire him.
Eminem?
Eminem? No, that would be good, though. It's a country artist. Oh,
okay, thank you. Megan Maroney?
No, not a female. It'll be a male.
I'm trying to think.
Been number one on the Billboard charts for a very long time.
Shaboozy.
There you go.
Oh, Shaboozy. Cool. That's awesome. Grammy nominated Shaboozy.
That's right. Six-time Grammy nominated, I believe. Unless it's not six-time, and I just made that up. But we're going to go with it because I said it.
It sounded shocking, but I believe it.
Shaboozy will be performing for 6 minutes during the halftime show of Detroit Lions and Chicago Bears on Thanksgiving. So that's very exciting.
Wow. Yeah, very contrasting, because that's going to be a good game. Our Detroit Lions versus the Chicago Bears. Shaboozy in the halftime show.
It's going to be very good. Yeah.
So Eleni Wilson's game, going to be a really bad game.
It's not going to be
Cowboys
a fun
and
game.
Giants. That's not going to be good.
Unless you're betting a lot of money on it, then it's a game you care about.
Absolutely. You know what? And since they're both equally bad. It might be competitive. Yeah. Huh? I don't know. Very cool. Something to look forward to other than Thanksgiving dinner.
There you go. Yeah. Get your excuse to get out of doing the dishes. Be like, I am just such a Shaboozy fan.
Yes, exactly.
All right, words of wisdom. Let's get out of here. You're up next. You got another code for Kane Brown, 1020.
Yep, next code that could send you to San Diego coming up at 1020. And all I would say is just thank a veteran today.
There you go.
It's their day.
Yep. Never be shy or sheepish. If you see them wearing a hat, if you see it on their license plate, thank them. They have sacrificed more than you know. Thank you, veterans. Happy Veterans Day. We are Q106.